This is a waived hearing for Mr. Fidel Nevarez Herrera, ADC number 174150, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. This proceeding is to consider 31412B parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the room are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones, and I will be serving as the panel chairman. I will begin this waived hearing with the following summary. Mr. Fidel Nevarez Herrera is 75 years old. He was certified eligible by DOC for 31412B parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. His three consecutive sentences of attempt to commit sexual conduct with a minor date back to a period between 1978 and 1987. He was approximately 36 years old at the beginning of his crime cycle. He was arrested on May 13, 2002, and pled guilty. He was sentenced on February 27, 2003. He is currently serving count two, a 10-year prison sentence. Should he be granted parole, he will pass to his third count, his last 10-year sentence. He has a criminal history dating back to 1971 for immigration violations. I will read a brief synopsis of the crimes in question. Mr. Nevarez Herrera is a sexual predator. The defendant began committing numerous sexual offenses in June of 1982 and continued for 20 years until his arrest in May 21st, 2002. Again, this is according to the synopsis from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. The victims were female relatives and neighbors between the ages of 3 and 10. The sexual acts included touching the victim's vagina, penile / vaginal intercourse or oral sexual contact, exposing his genitals to his victims and masturbating his victim's vagina. And I do apologize for the graphic details. Mr. Nevarez Herrera has completed moderate programming since incarceration. According to his progress report, he has a release plan that includes family support, money is saved, and Social Security benefits. He has almost no history of discipline in DOC, save a minor infraction for obstructing staff in 2010. This is his ninth hearing before the board. He has numerous letters of support from family, friends, and the community. There is also a letter from a victim's representative opposing his parole. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office also submitted a letter on March 14, 2017, opposing Mr. Nevarez Herrera's parole. Based on the totality of this case and the fact that he had such a long history of sex crimes against children, and his age at the time of the crime, he's 36 years old at the beginning of his crime cycle. I do not believe that we can safely transition Mr. Nevarez Herrera or return him to the community, and I believe he continues to pose a threat to society. And that's where I'd like to begin the discussion. Do I have any input from my colleagues?
Just for the record, just point out that this particular crime is one that where there's a high risk to recidivate. So
thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. I appreciate your follow-up. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is to deny parole to the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. The crimes were recent and within the set-off window, so I'm also asking for a one-year set-off. And I will state my reasons for denial as following: serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, serious bodily injury in as much that he was having sex with children, multiple victims, prior criminal history, this. Is there anything else that the fellow board members would like to add?
No, sir, I don't have that.
Thank you. Therefore, I will state again, my motion is to deny parole to Mr. Fidel Nevada-Serra's next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge with a one-year set-off, and my reasons are serious and violent offense, serious and deeming offense, trauma to the victim, age of victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims, prior criminal history. And that is my motion.
I'll second.
Agree.
And again, I added a one-year set-off.
Agree.
And this concludes our hearing.